Gemara in Yevamos Nun Dal Ramad Aleph discusses the Isser of Ha'arah by Arayos. The Isser of Ha'arah teaches us that all the Arayos are prohibited, not only by Isser Bia Kadaka and Shiloh Kadaka, but even by Ha'arah, as the Mishnah tells us on Nun Gimel Amid Beis. A partial Bia is also Usser with all the Arayos. The Gemara cites three psukim from which this is learned. It says in two psukim, he'era is the lashon of hara. It's a psukim in Parshas Kedoshim, Birka Perikach. It says by anida es makora he'era, which teaches that there's a prohibition of hara. And then there's another pasuk by achais imcha v'achais ivicha es she'ero he'era, also teaching es hara. The third pasuk is the pasuk of eshes achiv, which says Ish asher yikachas eshes achav nidahi. It doesn't say hera, but it says that eshes ach is like a nida. Regarding what can eshes ach be compared to a nida? Gemara says regarding hara, these three psukim are needed to teach us the din of hara. And the Gemara goes through a lengthy discussion explaining why each one is needed. Why can't I learn that from one of the psukim that all the arayas are asur bahara? Gemara says we normally find we can make a binyan av if we find halacha by one case, we will apply it to other cases as well through a binyan av. Why don't we say if the pasuk says hara is asur by nida, it's asur by all the other arayas? Or else if it's asur by achais avicha v'achais imcha, from there we can learn out that it's asur b'chol arayas. Same thing with eshesach. Why do we need three different psukim? The Gemara brings pirchos to the binyanav, and pirchos also to a mamotzinu, meaning that you can't learn from any two of the psukim. In fact, the Gemara even says you can't even learn from all three of the psukim together. If you say, even if the pasuk said hara by nida and by chayis imcha and by eshesach, we wouldn't be able to learn from there that hara is also by eshes ish. And the Gemara gives reasons for this. It says that by eshes ish, ein yesh la heter b'chayei oisra. She can become muteres even when her husband's alive. If her husband divorces her, she's muteres. The other arayas, eshes ach, nida, and achayis aviv imo, are not permitted b'chayei oisra. By achayis aviv, the Gemara doesn't spell out that the same applies by achayis aviv imo, that she's not permitted b'chayei oisra, but it's obvious, and Rishonim, Rashi, and Ritva pointed out as well, Achayis Aviv V'Imo are not permitted B'chayei Oisra. There's no way to marry that's permitted to marry Achayis Aviv V'Imo as long as Aviv V'Imo are alive and even after they die. Eishes Ach also, Gemara says, even after the brother dies, his wife is prohibited if the brother has children. Nida, even after the dam passes, the dam is the item that prohibits the woman. Even after the dam nida passes, she's not permitted until a set amount of days passes. Whereas, by eshes ish, as soon as the husband divorces her, then, or if he dies, then she's permitted immediately. Therefore, she's more kal than the other arayas. We would not know that hara is prohibited by eshes ish if not for another lima. The Gemara therefore comes out saying that we really don't learn out from the three psukim with the binyanah with the namatzina, rather we learn out from the hekesh, of Rabbi Yoina, Amar Rabbi Yoina, Vitim Rav Huna, Breit Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Kroki, Kol HaShiyasim, Kol HaTo'evos HaEla V'Nifrasu HaNafashos HaOisos. In the end of Achrei Mos, after listing all the arayas, the Torah says, whoever does any of these aveiros will be punished with kores. This compares all the arayas to each other to say that a halacha that is found by one of them can be applied to the others as well. Therefore, all we need really is one pasuk. The pasuk of Nida will tell us that hara is also by Nida and who are then by all the arayas. The pasuk that tells us hara is prohibited by achais of the aim, the pasuk that tells us hara is prohibited or that Nida he by eshesach are needed for other things according to the Gemara's maskama. That is the sugya of the Bavli. Is a similar, very similar sugya appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi in two places, Shabbos Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, Sanhedrin Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, with slight differences that apparently depend upon Gersos. And the Yerushalmi there says a very interesting hagdara, a very interesting point about why how we learn out Harah from the different Arayas. Yerushalmi does not conclude with the Hekesh of Rav Yonah. In fact, nowhere in the Yerushalmi is the Hekesh of Rav Yonah mentioned. The Gemara in Bavli applies it in a few places. It applies it over here. It applies it as far as the din of Tfisas Kedushin. Kedushin is not Tofis by all the Arayas. That's learned out from Achais Ishto with a Hekesh of Rav Yonah in Kedushin of Samasayan. We apply it, Tosfos applies it in Zavdala regarding the Arayas to which Yibum cannot be performed. And we might learn from there the din of Kares, that one who transgresses a single one of the Arayos is Chayev Kares, he doesn't have to transgress all of them. That might be learned from another limit altogether, but in either case, we don't have this Hekesh of Rav Yonah in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi just brings the Binyan Av of where we learn out that Hara is prohibited from, and it seems to be either a Binyan Av or perhaps a Mamatzinu, because the Yerushalmi says that we cannot learn all of the Arayas out from one Pasuk. Yerushalmi says the following. The Yerushalmi is discussing why the Pasuk in Kedoshim repeats some of the Arayas which are already listed in Achrimos without adding a new Onesh. In Achrimos it says it's prohibited to look at all the Arayas. After all that it says Vinichasu. There's a punishment of Kores for anyone who lives with Arayas. Then in Kedoshim, it again repeats the Arayas to tell you that a number of the Arayas are punishable not only with Kares, but with Mises Bezdin as well. It lists over there Eishes Ish, which is punishable with most humans with Mises Bezdin. Eishes Aviv, Kalosai, Ishkev Zachar, Ishev Bito, Behema. All these things are fine. The Pasuk's adding a punishment from Bezdin that's not listed in the end of Akremos. Then the pasuk says Visha Sheikecha Sachoso, and it says V'nichusu Leinu B'nei Aman Avonu Yisa. The pasuk just adds Kares. It doesn't say anything more than Kares here. Why did the pasuk repeat it here? Yishalmi says it's to tell you that all the Arayas are Chayiv Kares on their own. One doesn't have to transgress all the Arayas to have Kares. That's the same thing that the Bavli says over here in Renhei Amin Aleph Achosu Bichlal Haisa Lama Yotzat Lamed Al Arayas. That's fine. In fact, in the Bavli, it seems that Achoso is also teaching you a further punishment of Avono Yisa. Avono Yisa is a new punishment that's not listed in Achrimos. Whatever that means, Avono Yisa, his sin will stay with him. The Yerushalmi does not seem to take it as such and seems to say that Avono Yisa is just the same old Kares. So the Yerushalmi is finding a necessity for all the psukim that are relisted in the end of Kedoshim. So Yerushalmi asks, "Hey, Sivra Belozov, what's it for? Why was it relisted?" Answers Yerushalmi, "Amalei letzerech yatzas lidon ba'aroya. Aroya is hara. To teach you that there's a punishment of hara. This is the pasuk of achais avicha imcha, and it's teaching you that there's a punishment of hara because it says a she'ero hara." Then Yerushalmi asks, "Vaksev isha sheyishkev as isha dava." The Gila Servasa as Makaira Hera. Why does it relist the Isser of Niza? Niza again is punishable only with Kareth, just like a Chaisan of a Chaisan. Why is it necessary to relist it in the end of Kedoshim? And the Yerushalmi answers over here, Amle Litzayach Yatzas, Lidun Vas Ama'ara Kagaymer. To teach you the Isser of Hara, Lidun Vas Ama'ara Kagaymer. It's funny that it changes the wording. Instead of saying, it says why should he use a different wording? In any case, why don't we learn it out from Achais of the Ein? We see it already by that person punishable for Ara by Achais of the Ima. Why does it have to list separately Nida? Says Yerushalmi, there are two gersos. The Giras in Shabbos and in Sanhedrin differ slightly. Over here in Shabbos it says, "Hail ve'ein chayavin aleh mishum tuma lo nasbas ha'arak ha'gaymer." That since one is not chayav for tuma by nida, therefore we should not say that one who does hara is like one who does marbiya. what does that mean? When it's not chayav mishum tuma, you girsa in. Well, we'll explain that, but it's Hashem. The girsa in Sanhedrin is hayav ve'en chayav ela mishum tuma l'nasa ba'asat ma'ar kagaymer. Since one is only chayav mishum tuma, therefore we should say that hara is pater for hara. What does that mean? Also not clear. The fun kain sarach meimer. Let me just read a few more lines of the Yishalmi before we get back to this, which will be the main discussion. The Yishalmi says that's why the pasuk has to repeat the Isser Hara by Nida. Amalei Vaksev Isha Sheishkev Estodoso Evos Dodo Gila. Why is it repeat the pasuk of Dodoso? Dodoso is also punishable along with Kares. Amalei Lutzarech Yatsos Lidan Ba'ariri. And then it says V'isha Sheikach Seishas Achiv Nida Hi. Why is it repeat Eishas Achiv? Again, it's only Kares. Amalei Lutzarech Yatsos Lidan Ba'ariri. Also for Ariri. Okay. That is the Zugi in the Yishalmi. What does the Yishalmi mean by saying we cannot learn it neither from Achay Sofa Eim, either because En Chayavim Alav Elo Mishum Tuma or En Chayavim Alav Mishum Tuma? Let's start with the Girsa of Elo Mishum Tuma. The Gilyan Ashas on the Yishalmi, that's not Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Gilyan Ashas on Yishalmi is Rav Shal Amstam, I believe. And he does. He writes over here. Tzarech lomar el mishum tuma. Gilyan Ashas says el mishum tuma is the girsa. It's the proper girsa. V'chein hu b'Yerushalmi Sanhedrin sham. That's actually the girsa in Sanhedrin. V'pnei Moshe, and that's the girsa of the Pnei Moshe. And he says, what does it mean? I am Taisus for the Kama Yeralef Dira Hamaschal to Ein. What he's Meramis to is a Taisus in the Kama. Then again, the Gersa is that Nid is Mokal, She'en Chayavim Lov Ela Mishum Tuma. In the Kama it says the following. It says that if a woman gives birth and the Shilya, which is the sac, the fetal sac, starts to exit, as soon as the fetal sac starts to exit, she's already Tomei as Yoledes. Now, Tumas Yoledes only starts when most of the baby or the head of the baby comes out. If the baby's inside a sac and you cannot tell which part of the baby came out, then we still say, as long as a tiny bit of the sac, any bit of the sac comes out, we say that she's Tomei Leda. It's as if she gave birth. Why is that? The ain mixas shilya blovlat, because every bit of the sack is filled with a child. It's impossible for a bit of the sack to go out with just amniotic fluid or something in it without a piece of the child coming out. So since a piece of the child came out, our only question is, was that piece the head or most of the child, or was it the minority of the child without including the head? If that's the question, we're machmir misafik, and we say that the woman is tummy. If it had been possible that Yesh makes us Shelly Blovlad, it's possible that none of the child came out, it would be a Sveksveka. A, maybe there's no part of the child that came out so far, and B, if part of the child came out, who says it's the head or rove of the child? Asks Tosfos, why would we be Matar, the woman, Misofik, even if we would say Yesh makes us Shelly Blovlad, even if it's possible that none of the child came out? So Why would we mitar the child? Because it's a fake sveiko. First of all, maybe none of the child came out so far, and even if some of it did, maybe it wasn't the part that's matame, the woman, by being considered birth. So what if it's a fake sveiko? When it comes to tuma, we have a rule that even a fake sveiko is tame. Kol sveiko shatamar b'shusa yochet tame b'shusa rabin tar. If it's in b'shusa rabin, no matter what kinds of stuff it is, she should be tar. It must be we're talking about Rosh Hashanah Yochid. If it's in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, even a fake is Tamei. That's what the Mishnah says in Tyros. We have a rule. That's subject to Rosh Hashanah Yochid is Tamei, even in the case of a fake. So even if it's possible that none of the child came out yet, and therefore we have a fake to be Matame the child, the only way to be Matame the mother is through a fake, saying that, first of all, some of the child came out, and second of all, it was most of the child. Even though we have a sveika to be matar, we should still be matami. Why does the Gemara therefore say it's only because it's a single suffix that we're matam her? If it would have been a double suffix, we would have been matar. How could that be? Answers Tosfos: V'yesh lomar d'shmaiten airi le'inin le'oisra le'bailo. Aizug is not discussing Tumah. It's discussing Iser Baila. It's discussing the Iser to the husband. When a woman gives birth, it's two things happen. She becomes Tame, and she becomes Asa to her husband. The same thing occurs when a woman sees Dam Nidus. She becomes Tame, Tameya, and she becomes Asura to her husband at the same time. Says Taisvus, the two are unrelated. The Iser Tumah is an Iser. The Tumah is a question of Tumah, the Taira, to which applies the rules of Safek Tumah, Mishas Yachid, Tameh, Shas Rav and Tar. The Iser Lebaila is not related to Tumah. It's a separate thing altogether. It's an Iser. And since it's an Iser, we don't apply the rules of Safek Tumah, Mishas Yachid, Tameh. It's true that this Yoledes would be Tameh, even if you say Yesh Mixashili Blovlad, but she would not be Iser Lebaila. She'd be Tameya as Yoledes, because Misafek we have to mean the Tameh her. Safik Tumah Mishas Yachid Tameh, but she'd be permitted to her husband, because as far as that Safik goes, we would say Safik Sfek Sfek is Matar. Since there's a single Safik, therefore we prohibit her to her husband, the din of Safik Daraisa L'chumra. But if it would have been a Sfek Sfeker, it would have been a regular Sfek Sfeker. Isser, nothing to do with Tumah. The Pnei Maisha explains that the Yishalmi here is saying the opposite of that. It's telling us that the opposite is true. And that's what the Gilyan Ashas over here is Miramis to. The Yerushalmi is saying that Ein Nida Ela Mishum Tumah. Ein Chayavim La Ela Mishum Tumah. Therefore, Lo Nasado Es Ma'ara Kegaymer. Therefore, we will not make the Ma'ara Kegaymer. When it's only Chayav Mishum Tumah, meaning by Nida, the Isser isn't just a regular Isser, it's only Tumah. The Isser of Nida stems from Tumah. It's entirely Tumah. The Tumah is what brings the Issa. There's no independent Issa. Even if Hara is prohibited by Arias, it won't be prohibited in the case of Nida, because Nida is prohibited only because of Tumah. It's only a Tumah. It's not a regular Issa. Therefore, it can't be compared to the other Arias. It can't be learned out from the other Arias. If you have a Tumah, you have an Issa. If you don't have a Tumah, you don't have an Issa. Hara would not be prohibited because of that, because it's more calm. That is how the Pnei Moshe learns. The Shev Shmaitza brings this Taisvus in Shmaitza Aleph, Perakid Aleph, and he uses this to disprove the Zichron Yosef, Yosef Steinhardt, Yosef Breslai, who writes in his Tshuvas Sefer Siman Tes, that it's possible that the dinim of Safek Tumah Mishus HaRav and Mishus HaYachid would apply to the Iser Baal for a Nida. Says the Shav Shmaitz, what's the difference between Yeledes and Nida? By both of them, the Iser is unrelated to the Tumah because of that Tosfos. This Yerushalmi would seem to contradict him according to the Pnei Moshe. According to Pnei Moshe, this Yerushalmi is contradicting him, but on the other hand, it's also contradicting Tosfos. Tosfos seems to say otherwise. That weakens the pshat of the Pnei Moshe in the Yerushalmi. It would be very improbable that the Yerushalmi does mean to say that this is only because of Tumah, when it's so obvious to Taisvus that the Isser of Nida is really an Isser and not related to Tumah. But as we said, Dachrayim Worm is topic about that. Can we bring other proofs from anywhere as to whether the Isser of Nida Labayla is Isser of Tumah or not? Well, the Rav Yosef Engel in Asman Dairaisa, wonderful Sefer Chakiras of beautiful proofs from all of us, Shas and Midrashim, to different sides of his Chakiras. Rav Yosef Engel brings in Asman Dairaisa, Simin Chaf Aleph, the Gemara in Yevamos, Ayin Hei. Gemara in Yevamos, Ayin Hei says that the two psukim that teach us a mechusa kapara is asa bekodshim, meaning that after a person is Tevo and waits until nightfall, he still would be Aser in Kachim by Tumah Yetzalah Migufo. The Dinim of Mechusa Kapara apply to Zav, Vizava, Yeledes and Mitzayra. Zav, Zav, Yeledes and Mitzayra not only have to go to the mikveh after everything's over, after the Tyra process, which each one has, also they have to wait till nightfall, and then they become Tar for Truma. But there's still Aser v'kotshim until the next morning when they bring a carbon. They have a special carbon that they have to bring. After the carbon, they're allowed to eat kotshim. We have two psukim that tell us this. One is by Zav and one is by when it's by Yoledes. The Gemara says we need both psukim. Tzrichi. Because of Rachmana Yoledes, Mishum Dimaruba Tumasa. You cannot learn out the Tumah from Yoledes. You cannot learn out the Tumah of Mechusa Kippurim from Yoledes to Zav and other to, the other ones that are Tumah Yatzal Begufa. Why? Because Maruba Tumasa, Yoledes has a longer Tumah, she has 2 weeks. Of Zav, Eimalo. Because of Rachmana Bezav, if it would only be written that a Zav has a din of Kapara and Mechusa Kapara before he brings his Karban, right? I would not learn out from there that the others who are required to bring Karbanis are Asa B'Kachim until they bring their Karban, such as Yoledes. Why? Zalohutu Mechlaloi. Ava Yoledes Eimalo Tzricha. Yoledes is a weaker Tumah because it's Hutter Mechlalo. There's something about the Tumah which normally is Asur, but sometimes it is Mutter. Now, the Hutter Mechlalo means even though something usually causes Isser, there are times when it doesn't cause Isser. What does it mean that by Yoledes it's Hutter Mechlalo? Says Rashi. Yoledes Hutter Mechlalo means the following. It means that Hutra Mechlalo Shemrei Adam Utahayra Revaila. Avazav Lahutra Mechlalo Dechol Gmod Lo Pasek Tameh. There are times when Yoledes sees Sam and she's Tahayra Revaila. Meaning that although during the first week for a Zachor or 2 weeks for an Akever, her dam is Matameh her. After that she goes to the Mikvah, she's considered a Tvul Yom, she's Mutter B'Truma. But even if she sees, and even if she sees dam during the following days until the end of the end of the period that she has to wait, which is another, whatever it is, for a Zachor it's another 33 days, for an Akever another 66 days, until the end of that time, when she brings her karbanos, all the dam she sees is not matameh her. What's the meaning of not matameh? It says Rashi, not matameh her lebaila. Right? It's also not matameh her for truma. But Rashi says not matameh her for baila. The dam that she sees is considered dam tahar. It's not like dam nida, not like dam yoledes. So even though the dam is matameh her when she becomes yoledes, and it's the dam is tameh when she becomes yoledes for the first 2 weeks, but afterwards there's a long period during which the dam is tahar. That's called Hutra Mechlala. Hutra Mechlala, Yoledes Hutra Mechlala, Shireya Dam Utahayri. That she has a special heter during Yoledes, that she sees dam and she's Tahayra. The Tahayra that Rashi emphasizes is Tahayra Labayla. If you say the heter Labayla has nothing to do with Tumah, how could that prove that the Tumah of Yoledes is weaker because it's Hutra Mechlala? That doesn't show that the Tumah is weaker. That doesn't show there's less Tumah by Yoledes because the dam that she sees is Tahar. It leaves a Tahar to her husband. The Issa to her husband has nothing to do with Tumah if we accept the explanation that we gave for the toast within Bava Kama. Is the Issa the Baila unrelated to the Tumah, and the Issa no longer applies during those weeks of Dam Tahara. But the Tumah's not any weaker. So if anything, Rashi maybe should have mentioned that's Tahira L'Truma. But what's it mean, Tahira L'Baila? It sounds from Rashi as though Rashi is saying that the Issa L'Baila is dependent on Tuma, which fits in with the Pshat of Gilin Hashas in the Yerushalmi. The Issa L'Baila, of Anita L'Baila, is dependent on the Tuma that she has. That's why the Heter L'Baila during the May Tahira of Yoledes show a weakness in the Tuma of Yoledes. It's a beautiful proof. There are other proofs that the Achronim bring back and forth. It's clear though from all over that the Issur Labayla is called Tumah Labayla. There's a Mishnah in Nagam, in fact, it's Mishnah Gimel, that says, Nimtu Shalosh Tairas B'Mitzayra V'Shalosh Tairas B'Yoledes. There are 3 Tairas to Yoledes. What it means is a chayra that tavla muteres b'maisa, hair of shimshim muteres b'truma, hevia kaparasa, she brought the carbon the next day, she's muteres b'kachim. But then why did it only mention mitzayra and yoledes? You should mention zava zava as well. The Vilna Gaon in his parish on the Mishnais, Eliyahu Rabba, gives a beautiful answer for that. He says we're not talking about the tyra l'maisa. That's not counted as a tyra. That's why zava and zava don't count in this Mishnah, because the third tyra for them is the tyra l'maisa sheni. which is when she's titled before until nightfall. That doesn't count. That's Chulin. We're not counting that. What we're counting with Shalosh Tairas over here is, in the case of Mitzayra, there's an extra Taira, which is after the Mitzayra brings the Tziporim. The din is that in the entire process of a Mitzayra, he has to bring to Tziporim, shed blood, and sprinkle the blood on the Mitzayra, and shave the Mitzayra. Then he counts 7 days, and then the Mitzayra has another Tiglachas. Yes, once again shave himself and bring korbanos. After the tziporim are brought, he is permitted to enter the camp. He's permitted lifnim min achayma, which he was prohibited until then. That is the first tire. That's the extra tire from the Seira. What's the extra tire of a yoledes that you don't have by every other one? Says the Gaon, the extra tire is nida, the labayla, yoledes labayla. Extra tire, she becomes permitted to her husband after the Yimei Tumah. After the week or 2 weeks of Yimei Tumah, she becomes permitted to her husband. That's the added tire. So he certainly is considering that a tire. However, I don't think that all these proofs can show that this Perish and Yishami is justified. It's true that the tire of a Nida and Yoledes is connect the permission for what permits it to her husband is connected to the tumah. What prohibits her to her husband is clearly connected to tumah. I mean, there's no other way of learning it. It says vel isha in the pasuk in the end of Achimos discusses the issue of nida. It says vel isha benidas tumasa lo sikrim legalas hervasa. How could one argue and say that has nothing to do with tumah? Vel isha benidas tumasa lo sikrim. However, that does not mean. That does not mean that the tumah is what causes the issa labayla, and the issa labayla is an issa tumah. It's clearly not issa tumah, like Taisus and Baba Kama says. It's clear that when it comes to suffix tumah b'shus haram b'shus yachu, we're not going to say that regarding her husband. Why is that? But let's say a person's makadish, a woman, and he points to a sheretz and says, if this sheretz touched the kikar that's next to it, then I want to be makadish. If it didn't touch the kikar that's next to it, the loaf of bread that's next to it, then I'm not Mekadosh you. Now, when it comes to that loaf of bread, if that loaf of bread is in Rishus HaYochid, we'll say that if we're not sure whether the sheretz touched it or not, Safik Tumah Rishus HaYochid is Tameh. Will that mean that the man was Mekadosh the woman because the sheretz definitely touched the Kika? Certainly not. It's not related. He wants to know, he says, you know, if the sheretz touched the Kika, he's Mekadosh. If not, he's not. The dinam of Safik Tumah tell us, we have to assume that the sheretz touched the kikar and therefore it's tameh. We have to assume that. That doesn't mean that the sheretz did touch it. It means regarding the laws of tumah, we have to look at it as such. The same thing applies as far as nida is concerned. As far as nida is concerned, it's clear that the iser of nida, the baila, is related to tumah. The Torah says when a woman is a nida, meaning that she has a tumah of nida, then she becomes prohibited to her husband. But even if she is Tameh because of Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, in the case of Nida, that won't make her Tameh for her husband. That won't mean that she's Tameh for her husband as well because the Issa comes from the Tumah. No, it's saying that if this woman saw blood, then she says it to her husband. Regarding Tumah, we have a din of Safik Tumah, that we have to assume that L'chumra, she is Tameh. But regarding her husband, we don't have that rule. We don't have such a rule that Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid will be also heard to her husband. It's not the Tumah itself that's Oyser. It's a woman who is a Nida and saw blood, then she becomes Tumeya. At the same time, that woman, that thing that caused her to become Tumeya, also makes her Oyser to her husband. So a Tumas Vaday, when you see a Tumas Vaday in a Nida or a Yoledes, you know for sure she's Oyser to her husband. Because the Torah says this same thing that gives a Tumas Vaday, that same thing also makes a tumah, makes her also to her husband. But on the other hand, when we have a tumah selfik, she could be tumeya and yet permitted to her husband. And all these other cases that we discussed, the Gemara that says hutra michlala, all that means is that the heter to her husband shows that, in the case of hutra michlala, the heter to her husband shows that this dam would not be metame her at all. And like we said, it's metama, and she's tar regarding truma also. Dam is dam tahar, it's not like dam nida. So therefore, she's permitted to her husband as well. That doesn't mean that the being permitted to her husband is a symbol of a lesser tumah in itself. it's just a simen. It's not that itself isn't by definition a symbol of lesser tumah. It's just a simen. It's a sign that there's a lesser tumah and that there's no tumah over here, because wherever there's tumah, the pasuk says where there's tumah, she's asked to her husband. So Rashi doesn't necessarily mean that. The Vilna Gaon, when he explains the mission of Shalosh Tyros Bimitzer, Shalosh Tyros Bilenis, I don't think he means that that's a Tyra. He means that, he doesn't mean that the Isser to the husband is the Isser of Tumah. He means that the woman being permitted to her husband is a sign that her Tyra level has risen, that she is more Tar now. Because like I said, whenever there is a Tumah, then there is a Isser to her husband. And again, over there also, regarding Tyra, the guiding Truma, the Dam will be Tar. And therefore you'll have a third Tyra, actual Tyra as well. Okay. In any case, that being said, the Perush of the Gilin HaShas will be Dochik. I don't think that the simplest Pshat in the Yishalmi. And when it says that you cannot learn out Nida from Achais of Aim because Ein Chayavim Le, it doesn't mean Ein Chayavim Le El Mishim Tumah. It's only Tumah. It's not a real Issa. That's, I find the whole idea hard to fit into the Yishalmi over here. Even if you say it is a Tumah, but the Tumah is creating an Issa of some sort. What's the difference? But okay, even if you say, I find it hard to say that the whole Isser of Bayal is only because of Tumah, and not because of Isser, as we just explained. Therefore, we'll adopt the other parish in the Yishalmi, based on the Girsa in Shabbos, which is a Karbana Eidus explanation. And that explanation is as follows. It says that by Nida, you need an extra pasuk to tell you that a Nida is prohibited by Ra, and not just a Achais of Aim. Why? You're not chayav mishum tumah by nida. You're not chayav mishum tumah. And what does that mean? You're not chayav mishum tumah. What does it mean? You're not chayav mishum tumah. We just said that if anything, there's more a tumah related to a nida than to anything else. Says the Karbana Eida. Perish mishum erva. Elo mishum nida. Lo yalfinu mishar arayas. That's why you don't learn it from other arayas, because the issur is not because of erva, it's only mishum nida. That's what the Karbana Eida says. What does that mean? What does that mean? Ein chayav mishum erva el mishum nida. What it means is that nida is not necessarily an erva. Nida does not necessarily fit into the category that is defined by the word arayos, erva. I'd like to say over some points from Maharish Yeshiva, the results of Guzman, Zechusadet of Racha, who discussed this at length in his shiurim, and brought many proofs and many different sources to support this dichotomy between Nida and Arayas. It's true that Achais of Aim and Ashes Ish and Ashes Ach and Achais Ish, all those are Arayas. Nida is not necessarily Arayas. Let's start with, since we're discussing Yevamos, let's start with the Taisus from the beginning of Yevamos. In the beginning of Yevamos, Taisus asks, why is it that Nida is an Itzer Kares, just like a Achais Ishto and Eshesach and all the others, and Achais Avaim, etc. And yet, we don't find that a Nida doesn't fall to Yibam. Chamesh Esra Nash and Potras are the same, and Taras are the same, Nechlitzim and Yibam. We list the whole list of Arayas. What about Nida? If a Nida falls to Yibam, let's say at the moment that her husband dies childless, she's a Nida. Can she do Yibam now? She can't do Yibam. She's a Surabit Issachares. Why should she be permitted to do Yibam afterwards? We know that if Achais Ishti falls to Yibam, if my wife's sister falls to Yibam to me, even if my wife dies afterwards, permitting me to marry her sister, I'm not allowed to marry my wife's sister and to perform Yibam. Why? Because Torah says, Kolisha Shenesra Alof Shoa Achas is Asur Alof Olomis, that we have rules that if she doesn't have Zikas Yibam, she doesn't fall to Yibam, then she can't have Yibam. Why does a Nida have Yibam? Tosfos answers, Ein lahakshas the Nida Teyaser Liyabeim Apal Pisha Mitara Achakach. Even when she becomes Torah, she should remain Asura. Kamo Achos Ishto. She'en Mitzya Bemes, Afilo Mesa Ishto Achichein. Just like by Achos Ishto, we find that she remains Asura even after the sister that prohibits her dies. The Lo Dami. Ta'achos isha ushar arayos ha'isur omed ala yavam tfei mishar bnei adam. Ta'achos isha and the other arayos, there's an isur for the yavam more than for other people. Avon nida l'chuli alma asira. But nida's asura l'chuli alma to the entire world. She's asura to everybody. The Rosh spells this out a little bit more clearly. The Rosh also asks this question in the beginning of his parish on Yevamos. And he says, Yesholin Isha Shaysa Nidik Shmei Spayel Teosalis Yabem. And he answers, Tshuvah L'Divrem D'lo Shayach L'Melech Nida Me'achos Isha D'lo Danya La'arayos Sh'asuras L'Yabem Mishim Kurvos U'mutoras L'Shara Oilam Ava Nida Asura L'Kol. Nida Zosar, everyone. This provides us not only with an example of the dichotomy between Nida and the other Arayas, but a definition of what causes Nida not to be defined as Erva and the others to be defined as Erva. All the other Arayas are prohibited to some people and permitted to others. The Rosh writes prohibited to because of a kurva or something. Eishes Ish is not necessarily prohibited. It's not prohibited because of a kurva, because of being related necessarily. It's not because of She'er. That's what the Gemara says, at least over here. And in Dalet Amud Aleph it says Rashi Dibur Maschol Shekein Isur Mishum She'er says Aval Eishes Ish Lav Mishum She'er V'not Teisi. Eishes Ish is not Mishum She'er. But Arayas includes even Eishes Ish because she's Asura to the rest of the world and permitted to her husband. It doesn't include Nida. Nida is just a blanket Isser. Isser be a Mishkav Zachor, a Behema. Those aren't Arayas either. Those wouldn't fit into the category of Arayas. That wouldn't be something that's considered Arayas. It's just a Isurei Bia. There's Isurei Bia and there's Arayas. Neither is Isurei Bia. Neither isn't Arayas. Arayas are permitted to some, prohibited to others. That's how Tosfos defines it. That might be what the Rosh means also. The Avnei Milum discusses whether Eishes Ish is considered Erev as far as this is concerned, but that's a different matter. From Tosfos it would seem that everything else is Arayas. Neither is not an Erev. Tosfos on Daf Yud says that Eishes Ish is considered an Erva and would be prohibited to Yivam. Tesis discusses this at length. But Nida is not. That's what Tesis means when he says, Lo domi le'achais isha ush'ar arayos Yisrael min al Yavam. Ava Nida l'chuli alma asira. Rav Gussman pointed out that Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosha, Simon Pei, Os Dalet Hei, discusses this question of Tosfos and brings up some other points that are not mentioned in Tosfos. And he says that Nida is different. He answers Nida is different because it's not an Erva. What this means is, and the Gimel Mabez, the Brisa, teaches us that Arayas don't have Yibam. I would have thought Arayas do have Yibam. Why would I have thought Arayas have Yibam? The Gemara discusses that at length. Why would I have thought that you'd say that the Essay of Yibam is there for the Losa Seishesh Bakaris of this or ever? But for some reason I would think so. And the Brisa says, however, the Pasuk teaches us that Achais Isha does not have Yibum. And we learn this out from the Pasuk Litzra, Isha Lachais Lasikach Litzra. And how do you know the other Arayas? Eni Lachais Isha Shah Arayas Minayan? Amat. Ma Chais Isha Miyukhada Shi Erba V'chayavan On Zdayna Kareis V'ashikagas Achatos V'asur Liyabein. Of course she Erba V'chayavan On Zdayna Kareis V'ashikagas Achatos V'asur Liyabein. What does it mean? Of course she Erba, says Rav Gussman. She Erba means not Nida. Tosfos is being redacted from the words Of course she Erba. It's only Erva that'll be included because it'll be learned out from a Chais Isha. But Nida won't be included. Rav Chaim Vasserman, in the beginning of Kribis Ha'aras, discusses this Tosfos and asks some strong questions on this. Tosfos, and Gimel on the base, says, how can you learn out other Arayas from a Chais Isha? Ma'ala Chais Isha, she can v'yod de la rabos. V'yod de la rabos means you could create more Achos Ishas. As many women as I marry, I have yasser and more sisters of my wives, because I have more wives, I have yasser and more sisters. I could make more achais ishas on myself. Our Gemara in the Dalet says that's a chumash, can be other rabbos. That's a chumash. How could you learn another arayas from achais isha? The arayas that come by themselves, like achais of the aim. I can't make another achais of the aim. So how could I learn those out from achais isha and say that just like achais isha, it doesn't have yibam, so to the other arayas don't have yibam? Tosfos says it must be that we are really relying on a Hekesh. Hekesh of Rav Yehuda. Hekesh of Rav Yehuda teaches us that all the Arayas are prohibited, just like the Arayas of Achais Isha. If Achais Isha is prohibited by Yibam, the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah that we have in our Sukkim in Talmud of Beis will teach us that all the other Arayas are also. It's not really learned out from the Mamasinu, even though from the Braisa it sounds like it is. If so, asks Rabbi Chanan, it's really a Hekesh, so how could you say Nida is not an Erva? What does it help? Is Nida included in the Hekesh or not? Well, Nida certainly is included. It's a Gemara in Kedushin. Kedushin Samasai and Amaralf, the Gemara of the Beis, the Gemara says, how do we know that the Kedushin is not Teifus and Arayas? And the Gemara says, we learn it out from Echais Isha. It brings a Pasuk for Echais Isha. How do we know that the other Arayas are also prohibited? I mean, so also don't have Tfisas Kedushin. I cannot make Kedushin with any of the other Arayas. It says, Rav Yonah makes a Hekesh. Hukshu kol Arayas kulam l'Echais Isha. L'Echais Isha l'tas Kedushin af kol Arayas. Ask the Gemara, Yachi afilu nida nami. Nida is also included in the Hekesh. Clearly, Nida is in the Hekesh, and in fact, that's what we see in the Pasuk. The Pasuk over here, which says the Hekesh, is in the end of Afemos, V'nichnasu kol nefashos ha'arayos, and that Pasuk comes after a list of all the arayos, and after Nida, and even Behema, and Zohar, everything else. So, it's clear that Nida is included in the Hekesh of Rav Yonah. That's clear from the Gemara and Kedushin, on Sayin, on the Beis, on the Chesed Al. If so, how could the Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam answer, well, Nida is not an Erva? Good, it's not an Erva, you can't learn it out. But where do you see that it's not included in the Hekesh? Rav Guskin gave a beautiful answer for this. He said that Tosfos and Nun Dada Manala says, P'yodol Rabbas doesn't include any time I can make a new woman usher to me. He says, Achais Isha is not considered P'yodol Rabbas. P'yodol Rabbas, according to one Teretz and Tosfos, this is Tosfos and Dal Rav Aleph. Dibur Maschol Shkem Yodel Rabbos. Inam Itaf Kibeshes Ach Hashav Yesh Yodel Rabbos Chumra. Shkem Yesh Yodel Rabbos Iser Al Achirin. Lamashav Yodel Rabbos Al Atzma Lam Hashav Pircha. Achais Isha can add, a person can marry more women to make more sisters of his wives usher to him. But he cannot make more women usher to other people. That's not called Yodel Rabbos. That's not a Chumra. If so, and perhaps Tosfos' question on Daf Gimel on the days of how can you learn out other arayas from Echais Isha is not a question. According to that answer in Tosfos and Dalet, the question in Tosfos on Gimel on the days is not a question. So perhaps we don't need the Hekesh of Rav Yonah. Maybe Tosfos also, you don't need the Hekesh of Rav Yonah. But there is a Hekesh. Well, the Rashba on Daf Ches says that the Hekesh of Rav Yonah doesn't apply to everything. The Hekesh of Rav Yonah does not apply to the case of Yibam. The Rashba says, "V'feresh according to Rava, erva lo tzarach pra." And Rava learns that without a pasuk, we would be oiser all the arayas, and there's no pasuk to be matir. Why don't you say a Hekesh of Rav Yonah then to tell us that just like Eishes Ach is permitted, so to all the other arayas are permitted in the case of Yibam when they don't have children? Why don't you say that Hekesh? The Gemara and Daf Ches suggests such a Hekesh. According to Rava, that there's no pasuk to say that some arayas are prohibited to Yibam. All you have is a pasuk that permits arayas to Yibam, the pasuk of Eishes Ach. Why don't you say the Hekesh of Rav Yonah? Says the Rashba. Rava holds the Hekesh of Rav Yonah doesn't apply. Hekesh of Rav Yonah doesn't apply to Yibam. Why? Because that would remove the Issur Kares. And the whole Hekesh is v'nichrasu anafashos. It's saying that there is Kares. So the Hekesh in the pasuk that says there is Kares cannot come to remove Kares. So if so, it's possible that the Tosfos and Daf Beis and Rabbeinu Tam hold that there is no Hekesh of Yonah with regards to Yibam. It's a very, very short teretz. Very short teretz, because first of all, that's Tosfos himself on Daf Gimel and Beis says we do apply the Hekesh of Yonah. And second of all, the Tosfos and Dana and Aleph is only one of three terutzim in the Tosfos. The other terutzim, where Tosfos says that Echais Isha is considered Yodel Rabbos and is more kal, more chomer than other arayas. Also, third and Daf Ches, Tosfos clearly does not accept what the Rashba says. Tosfos asks the question, gives other terutzim. He doesn't accept what the Rashba says, that there's no Hekesh or Yaina with regards to arayas. So it's shver. What will Tosfos say? Why won't we apply the Hekesh to Nida? Perhaps Tosfos means that there's a difference between a pircha and a svarim. It's true that ein meshivin al hekesh. You cannot ask a pircha on a hekesh. Can be yodel rabos. She can't yisur bama elav. She can't yishet ilisura. Ain't yishet ilisura. You can't. Those are just pirchas. There's no reason to integrally there's no integral reason to say that these things should cause an Isser or remove an Isser. It just says, well, it's more kal. If it's more kal, perhaps this Isser that you see here doesn't apply to an Ever that's more kal. However, when it comes to Tfisas Kedushin is integrally related to having Zika. If you cannot have Tfisas Kedushin, then Zika should not apply as well. There shouldn't be Zika. Why shouldn't there be Zika? Because Zika is like a Kedushin. It's a continuation of a marriage. And anything that repels, that prevents Tfisas Kedushin, should prevent this as well. Therefore, when the Pasuk teaches you, the Gemara in Kedushin brings the Pasuk to say there is Kedushin by a Nida. That Pasuk will teach you that when it comes to making a Hekesh for items which have Kedushin, Nida isn't included in that Hekesh. And therefore, when it comes to making a Hekesh for Arayas, where we will not apply, we will not say that there's a din of yibum, neither won't be included as well, because that pasuk that says tini das olaf takes it out of the whole category of the hekesh with regards to things that have to do with kedushin. The same pasuk that teaches that this neither has to be kedushin will teach you that neither is not included in the hekesh of Rabbi Yoina with regard to yibum as well, and it could have yibum. That's what Tosus probably means to say. Is this related to the svar we started with? Rav Gusman was proving from here that Nida is not an erva. Perhaps. It depends how you define erva. You could say that erva is something that inherently cannot have, prevents Tfisas Kedushin. If you define it as such, then you could say that's what Tosus means also. And that could also be what the Yerushalmi means when it says Enemishim Tumah. It doesn't have Tumah. It doesn't, it's not like the other Arayas. It could mean the same gather. Rav Gusman brought down many makoros as to whether Nida is considered a erva or not. One of them was Tosfos in Sota, which is repeated also in Sanhedrin. In Sota of Zion, Tosfos asks, why is Yichud permitted with the wife, one's wife, who is a Nida? Says Tosfos, Tema, Tamashma, Pekin, Mamidin, the Yichud, the Arayas, the Araisa. This of Yichud with Araisa is the Araisa. Imkan Yichud, the Nida, Manolan, the Shari. How do you know the Yichud of a Nida is permitted? Meaning a Nida, the Baila. Vieshloma, Dabke Yichud, the Arayas, the Einlam Heter, Timid, Benemimo, Osu Tayra. Of a Nida law. Tayra only prohibits Arayas that don't have a Heter, but not Nida, which has a Heter. The Pasuk that teaches us Arayas is Benemimo, a man. He's allowed to be misyachid with his mother, but not with other arayas. But any erva that's not similar to ben amimo will not have the iser yichud. Says Rav Gusman, if you say that nida is not an erva, then perhaps that'll be enough of an answer. It can't be learned that from this pasuk because it's not an erva. Taisus does not clearly seem to be saying that. He doesn't give the same svar that he gives by us, that it's a sura lakol or something like that. He doesn't compare it to behema or something. He doesn't ask why is a yichud permitted with a behemoth. That's not what he's discussing. So it's not clear. Tosfos does not necessarily seem to learn that Nida is not an erva. Also, if this was brought a Magen Mishnah, that clearly seems to say that Nida is an erva, meaning not like the Yisod that we're saying. Basically, Yishalmi, the Magen Mishnah is in Paragraph of Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Gimel. Over there, the Rambam teaches, the Halacha Talad, the Rambam teaches that there's an Isser of Kadesha. The Isser of Kadesha is Lo siya kadesha mibnos Yisrael. Lefikav kalaboyal isha l'shem znus b'lo kadushin loka min atayram mibnesha b'lo kadesha. If a man lives with a woman l'shem znus, he's loka min atayra, he's been over in Israel live of kadesha. Says the Magen Mishnah, mekomakam da, sha'af l'das rabbeinu en b'chlal lav zeh ha'goya. It's the Isser of Kadesha only applies to B'nai Yisrael. Shebeferesh nizkar v'kasub b'vnai Yisrael. Lo siya kadesha mibnai Yisrael. So therefore, if someone lives a Isser of Bias Nus with a Goy, he is not going to be over Isser Lav. Where's the big Marv and Esparv Zivir Rebbeinu? Val Titma, Hechtia Yisraelis, Bias Viz Nus, Belav. Uva Goya, Midivir Seferim. How could it be that by a Goya, we're going to say there's less of an Isser than by Yisraelis? Says the Magamishna, Lefisha Isser, Raiasi, Begzera. So it's Zeres Akosav. Dovah She'en Lo Tam, Bechol Protav. None of its details can be explained with logic. The mother of his mother-in-law is Bisrefa. The aim emo from Bavan. But his grandmother is only also Bidri Midrabanu. The needs is Bisra Elo Subinatari Bakores. The Gaya Ain Nidisklal only Divisaifa. So when he defines Isra Arayas as being a Gzeres HaKasev, the Nagam Mishnah brings an example for Isra Arayas as a Gzeres HaKasev and inexplicable from Nida. Isra Nida Le Yisrael, Isra Torah, Isra Nida Le Goyim, there's no Isra Nidas at all. He's saying that's showing you that Arayas don't necessarily have logic to them. That's another raya that Nida would seem to be considered an erva. Also, there's a Rashi in Gittin Tav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says, "Al yata lo dem eimei yisera v'tzeich beisoi." She called a matla eimei yisera v'tzeich beisoi. Maybe li day gilei rayas shvichas damin v'avayda zara. Rashi says, "How does eimei yisera causing people, you know, the family to fear you? How does that cause of a rayas?" Says Rashi, because the woman, when she can't make it to the mikveh, will lie and will say she did make it to the mikveh, and the husband will be able with her to serve Gilei Arayas. Clearly saying that Nida is also Gilei Arayas. And this would also imply that Nida would be Yarek Val Yavar. It's one of the Gilei Arayas. It's considered an erva as far as Yarek Val Yavar. If Nida is not an erva, then perhaps there's no din of Yarek Val Yavar. And the Beis Yosef, in fact, in Simen Kufsad K, Yaradeya, mentions this, that taking the pulse of a wife that's a Nida is only permitted because Negiah is Issa Drabanan, but if it would be Issa Deiraisa, according to Shita, that Negiah of Erev is Issa Deiraisa, it should be Yarev Yavar because of Abizraya Deiraisa, it should be considered Arayas. But the Yosef says that a Nida is also an Erva. So the consent, it does seem that there's quite a lot of support to show that Nida is considered an Erva. The truth is, L'chayra Baal Behem and Baal Zohar also L'chayra Yarek Val Yavar. Gilei Arayas may not be the same as Erva. It wouldn't necessarily be the same definition as Erva as we're talking about. So when we define Erva, we have to be very specific regarding what are we considering it in Erva. As far as this definition of Erva, the fine definition of what the Gemara says when it means when it says Af Kol Shi Erva Chayelam Zayin HaKaris, perhaps we could say that Nida is not an Erva as far as that. Of course, when we wanted to explain the wording of the Yishalmi also based on that, why does it say that Achais Eim teaches us the Zisav Hara'a? When it comes to Nida, it says the Pasuk of Nida teaches us the Zisav Hama'ara Kagaymer. Says of course, when the Yishalmi holds, like we said, that Ein Chayavim Al Nida Mishum Tuma. It's not an Erev. So when it comes to Arayas, then you could say, look, the Isav Arayas is to be Korev le'erva, lo sikrav u'legalas erva. It's a being korev to the erva. What's considered korev? Bia? No, even hara. Hara is also asa. That's what the Gemara says by Achleis Ein. By Arayas, hara is asa. Lo sikrav u'legalas erva. But by Nida, maybe there's not an issue of lo sikrav u'legalas erva. You won't have that lo sikrav. It's again dependent on that Beis Yosef that we mentioned that says that certainly Nida is included in lo sikrav. If the Yishalmi holds that Nida is not included in lo sikrav, maybe that's why it has to say Hama'ara Kagaymer. If it's just Isur Bia, the Isur is the Isur Bia. It's not enough to say that there's an Isur Harod. It's not Isur Harod, the Isur is Bia. But the question is, what is the Shear of Bia? Gemar Bia? Or even partial Bia? Gemar Bia is not the Shear, but even a partial Bia, is defined as Bia. You have to say, Lasus Hama'ara Kagaymer. The Isra is Isra Bia, but Ma'ara is also is a shear of Bia. That's considered the shear. That's not, you don't need more than that. That's enough to be the shear of Bia. The Ma'ara is like Gomer. That's why Banita uses that lashon rather than the lashon of Hara. Anyway, that's Rav Guzman's derech in explaining this. He explains with this many other Makairas when it says in the beginning of the Sechas Kala Blo Brocha Asurul Baila Kanita. When a woman is married, but you didn't yet say the brachas, the sheva brachas under the chuppah, she's also to her husband like a nida. Why does it say like a nida? Why is that the one that's chosen, not like your mother, like a daughter or something like that? No, it's because she's not an erva. She's not an erva since you married her. She's permitted to completely. She can't be considered an erva. We're looking for an example of an isabia. It's not an erva. And many other points of Gusim brought. Okay, that's the way that he explains the Yerushalmi. I just want to suggest a third possible pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi darshins four psukim which are written in Kedoshim which weren't necessary, which are just repeating the Issachares. Achais Imcha, Nida, and then Daidaso, and Eshes Achiv. There are four psukim, but it's in a different order. The first two are reversed. It says Nida in the Pasuk before it says Achai Simcha. Why did Yishalmi not go in order of the Pasukim? Starts off with Achai, so good. Then it should go to Nida and then Achai Simcha. Why is it switching around the Pasukim? I want to suggest that the Yishalmi, the Girsin, the proper in the Girsin in the Yishalmi is that it first brings the Pasuk of Mekayo Hera by Nida, and then it says the Rabbi says Hara. Then it brings the pasuk of Achais Ima, meaning we have to switch around the pesukim, and it says the reason why you cannot learn out Achais Ima from Nida, not the other way around. It's not asking why can't you learn out Nida from Achais Ima like we learned until now, and it's not saying Nida is different because it's only Tuma or it's not Tuma. It's saying the other way around. It's saying why can't you learn out Achais Ima from Nida, and it's saying the reason is because you don't have Tuma by Achais Ima. By Nida, only chayav mishum tuma. If it's saying that, what it's saying is exactly what our Gemara says. And daf Dalam and Aleph, you cannot learn out other arayas from Nida. She came with tamei spoiler. And Baruch Hashem, I found the Torah's kainim in the end of Kedoshim. Says a price is similar to the Yishalmi, and it actually puts it in the order that I said, and says shekain ein chayav mishum tuma. It says that you don't have tuma by chaysima, you only have tuma by Nida. And it seems to be putting the Yerushalmi in the same context as the Bavli. If so, the Gis and the Yerushalmi just has to be switched around to the order of the Yerushalmi, to make the order of the Yerushalmi fit the order of the Pesukim, and it'll be saying the same exact thing as our Gemara is saying, and it's not telling us any chiddush about whether it needs us as a cause of Erba or needs us as a cause of Tumah.